Dear Cheap Astronomy, how will the Parker Solar Probe work? The Parker Solar Probe will launch in August 2018. Since it's already in orbit around the Sun, it will get closer by modifying its solar orbit with the help of gravity assist, using Venus as a pivot point. Coming from Earth naturally gives you a solar orbital velocity of 30 kilometers a second and a 365 and a quarter day orbital period. Kepler's third law is all that stuff about the square of the orbital period and the cube of the semi-major axis, but basically says that you have to move a lot faster to maintain a close orbit than you do to maintain a distant orbit. So the Parker probe needs to shift from a 365-day solar orbit to a faster 88-day solar orbit. But to achieve that, the Parker probe has to decelerate to decay its Earth-equivalent orbit. Rather than burning lots of fuel to decelerate, the Parker probe will fly the wrong way past Venus so that Venus's gravitational drag slows it down. The Parker probe's first Venus flyby is planned for October 2018, and its first perihelion, where it passes close to the Sun, is planned for November 2018. The mission involves 24 solar orbits in total, including 7 Venus flybys, with each of those flybys modifying the Parker probe's orbit a little more, so its perihelion gets closer and closer to the Sun each time. Perihelions 22, 23 and 24, coming after the 7th Venus flyby, will be the really close-in ones. It's unclear what the plan is after perihelion 24, which is scheduled to take place in June 2025. What happens from there will depend upon the condition of the ship and its fuel reserves. And really, given the perilous nature of the mission, we're not totally confident the spacecraft will survive to perihelion 25, although everyone is optimistic. On the closest passes planned, the spacecraft will fly through the Sun's corona to within 6.2 million kilometres of the photosphere of the Sun, which is essentially its surface. The Parker probe will have to face 520 times the incident solar intensity that we experience in Earth orbit, which will mean it experiences temperatures of about 1400 degrees Celsius, which is hot enough to melt steel. Of course, the Parker probe will have a heat shield. It's not made of vibranium, but the next best and real thing. Reinforced carbon-carbon. Reinforced carbon-carbon is carbon fibre reinforced with graphite, which is, you know, carbon, hence the name. Without its heat shield, all the delicate parts of the Parker probe spacecraft and its scientific instruments would last for about a tenth of a second when it's close to the Sun. But carbon is not only lightweight, but in pure form is also the most refractory material known, which means it can maintain its structural integrity at very high temperatures, indeed in carbon's case up to 4000 degrees Celsius. And carbon also has quite low thermal conductivity, so when its surface is exposed to high temperature, that heat will spread only slowly throughout its structure. Nonetheless, matter is matter, and any material exposed to unrelenting heat is eventually going to equilibrate to that same temperature. And even if that temperature is not hot enough to destroy the heat shield, that heat will eventually be conducted through to the rest of the spacecraft. But remember that the Parker probe's orbits are highly elliptical, coming in close to the Sun at perihelion, but then swinging way back out to Venus at aphelion. So at each perihelion, the Parker probe will be moving at its maximal orbital speed of around 200 kilometres a second before it pulls away, adopting a more leisurely pace back to Venus giving it plenty of time to cool down again before the next perihelion. This is why the Parker Probe is being touted as the fastest machine ever built. Way faster than New Horizons' rocket-assisted 23 kilometers a second, and way faster than Juno's 74 kilometer a second plunge into Jupiter's gravity well. Although again, ironically, to achieve this record-breaking feat, the Parker Probe will have to decelerate first. You've got to love astrophysics.